Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program. Fred Davis has left for the Mythical High School Football Show. So that just means it is myself, Blake, and Trevor, the creator, for the final hour. Do not worry. We will get you guys still locked and loaded on all the sports that you missed. Shohei Ohtani is having a legendary game. We're giving you guys updates on that. North Carolina is losing to Cal right now. Miami already lost to Louisville 24-21. Shout out to Carson Beck, who had 4 interceptions. I got some Mavs news to give you guys here in a second. Trayvon Diggs with the concussion, which I'm sure you guys have read and heard all day long, that he suffered at home. We were told it was not in a dispute. He will not play in Sunday's game. Kyir Elam will look like his snaps will be increasing with Deron Bland and Reddy Stewart. We're still waiting for updates on Revelle as far as what the timetable is. Kind of same for Overshone. The leadership group seems to be feeling pretty good about Overshone, seeming like he's making progress in that practice window. Should be opening sometime soon, but we're still waiting for official confirmation on that one. For the Commanders, they are still having a beaten and bruised wide receiver room, so it's not looking like Terry McLaurin or Debo are trending towards playing right now. I see a Tolo calling, so we're going to do that at 10:20. The next segment, we will open the phone lines to Tolos on the telephone. I know you guys, I think we had what? 9-10 calls.
And we are screening. I'm going to be talking to you guys before we get on there.
Maybe.
Just to get your name and where you're from. That's all I need.
Okay, yeah.
Help me get organized.
Yeah, more than welcome to. We'll do that next segment because I know you guys are blown to the phone line. I don't want to ignore y'all. We saw all the calls. We want to make sure we get to you guys and let you get your thoughts out. I'm just like the 940. Geez, Ohtani just hit his third home run. Also, through 6 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs. What? Did he get over 10 strikeouts or was it right at 10?
I think it was right at 10. I think I still have it pulled up here. Hang on.
And someone said 907, crapping on mental health. Let's go, boys. If that's how it came across, I sincerely apologize. That was not at all the intention. I kind of was trying to do the opposite. I was saying I personally don't have that much experience in it, so I'm not going to speak too much on it. I said I speculate that there's not a pill that can fix it. I would assume somebody that's going through that, it's not just a brain thing. It's the social environments that you are in. So I was trying to be pro.
I absolutely agree with you on that one, Blake. I don't think I know I wasn't trying to crap on anything. And as a man who has gone to therapy, I think it's more than just a pill that is going to fix somebody's mental chemistry, but it does help. I will say that.
Well, is there a pill to get the Dallas Stars over the Western Conference Finals hill that they have not been able to get over the last couple of years? Bring in a new coach, start off 3-0, Casey DeSmith in goal last night, and a lot of people not too happy with how it went. Your overall thoughts on the game, kind of a recap for the people that weren't able to get their eyeballs on. A lot of sports going on right now. They listen to Trevor the Creator, so they sound smarter this weekend when they're talking Dallas Stars hockey.
So the first and third period were great. Like don't get me wrong, we played good hockey. Like I think it's the thing with the Stars this year is the expectations. If I said, like, with the Mavericks, we had expectations of, like, oh, this is going to be the year. We're going to do so much better. We're going to get back to the finals, things like that. The Stars have obviously gone to 4 straight conference finals. So we are not a bad team by any means. So the expectations. So we're gonna comb through things with a fine tooth comb versus just saying,
what's a tooth comb?
A fine tooth comb.
Wouldn't that just be a floss?
The teeth on the comb.
Oh,
a fine tooth comb.
Okay, yeah. I like that.
There you go. So it's we're looking at things more microscopically than telescopically. We're not pulling back. We're going in on things. So the defense needs to get better. We need to make better plays. There was a lot of unforced errors, and that's what I've seen a lot so far this season, like unforced turnovers. And so I want to see the Dallas Stars refine those things. But again, we have a new coach. We're learning a new scheme.
What have you liked about him? Have you seen the Stars play a different brand of hockey? Still kind of the same thing? What have you noticed, like, schematically or just kind of personality-wise as a team on there? Because we've been an athletic, fast, high-scoring team that hasn't been physical, played defense. So are you noticing some changes, or it seemed like kind of the same Stars team?
So the biggest thing to me is being physical. The unfortunate thing is we weren't physical the other night, and I think that hurt us a little bit.
Who did they play for, the people who didn't get a chance to watch?
They played the Vancouver Canucks. So, we played some Team Canada up there. Quinn Hughes is their best defensive player. Again, this is a team that I want to stink, so that way they'll try to deal Quinn Hughes, and I would love to see him here. Don't think it's going to happen, but that'd be somebody that I'd love to see what happens. But the way they have played physically, where when Miro got hit the other night and Rutkovian came over and just started fighting the guy. He's like, when you hit our best players, we're not going to let that happen. And I think Gullickson, he made a comment about sometimes it comes down to hand-to-hand combat and not necessarily just a, all right, hey, we're going to fight. It's more of a, hey, when we get into the corners, when we're fighting for pucks, it's you versus me. And that's something that I think, I don't want to crap on DeBoers. He's a great coach, but it's not something that was there. When Rupe last year got hit on the foot and it broke his foot, like, nobody did anything about it. Nobody did anything. We didn't respond. It was just, you know, back to normal business. And I think in hockey, it's a sin if you don't do those type of things, if you don't stand up for your best players. And that's something that I've definitely seen, is these guys are going to stand up for each other. They're going to play for each other. And I'm glad that culture is kind of being interjected for the Stars.
Do you think the Dallas Stars, from what you've seen, will be able to get over the hump? You've seen enough. And do you like any of the new additions that they've made this offseason?
A lot of it is young guys. So we didn't really sign anybody. There was no huge signings or anything like that. The Rutkovian kids. There's a couple of Ernie. I'm probably Bert? Saying his name. It could be E-R-N-E, something wild. He's number 73, played the other night.
Okay.
So there's some young guys that are kind of coming up and playing. But I could see a move happening to try to bring something in. But
where's the weak spot for the people who aren't watching right now? So they sound smarter tomorrow. Where's the weak spot in the Stars? It's glaring every time you're watching them this season.
The weak spot is definitely like the actual defensive play. So like the I wouldn't even say that, because we're skilled. We're still skilled. Like, this team is phenomenal. But defensively, we're not flowing well. It's just we're not playing the way that Gullickson probably wants us to play. He even says himself, like, there's just a lot of miscues and little misplays.
Is it
like
as bad as Eberflus's defense?
Oh, it's nowhere near as bad as Eberflus. Now, could it get to that point? Yes, but I don't see that happening. I think this team is, we are talent-wise, like, we're still ranked, we're number two in power rankings.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're still a phenomenal team. We just beat three of our Central Division opponents, and we ran it up on them.
You know what the problem with the Stars have been over the last couple of years that I've noticed from my novice eye, look outside looking in? Feels like when they do, they'll go through spurts where they let up goals in spurts. Like, the Stars will be up 3-0 in a second. You start kind of flipping through the channels or casually watching. Next thing you know, it is 3-3 in 6 minutes. And teams will just score in bunches. Do you think that's a coaching issue? Just an Ottinger issue? Defensive line? Like, these bunch scoring is where things get real dicey, especially in the playoffs where we know points are very scarce.
Yeah, and they talked about it in the postgame. Gully talked about it in the postgame last night, or excuse me, Thursday night, where you have to tighten things. Well, it was last night, yeah. Where you have to tighten things up when you're ahead, because that's where we're having issues. I mean, we were up, I want to say 5-1, and we let them storm back to try to catch up. Last night, we were up 2-0, and we let them storm back to get ahead. So there are things that we have to do to make sure that when we are ahead, to tighten things up. It's not just they even made a comparison to the NBA where like runs happen, goal scoring runs happen, and those are types of things that you can coach. Like you can say, hey, no, we're going to start doing this instead of this. We're going to play this type of defense when we're up like this. Like there's certain things that you can do to make it look better, but also it's just a player thing. Like, hey, go out there and make the right decision. Go out there and hit somebody. Go forecheck. Go be in the right position. Like all those types of things is this. It's just something you have to learn. And again, guys, we're four games in the season. I have to tell myself this. We're four games in the season, but there are expectations. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
So yes, let's temper it just a little bit because again, we're really early in the season, and even in basketball, it looks ugly. Football, it looks ugly early, so we're still figuring things out. And I'm excited for this team. I'm happy that I get a chance to go and watch these guys and just see what the ceiling really is for this team.
Yeah, you're in the AAC watching the Stars. My boy, credentialed media out Ooh. There covering the game. When's the next Stars game for all the Tolos and Fatties to be locked in?
So tomorrow night at 6 versus the St. Louis Blues. So there's another rival team. I mean, I feel like everybody in the West is just a rival team. I mean, we want to yuck it up with everybody. So
all right, speaking of yucking it up, watching them on the screen, they're down 7-0 to Cal. North Carolina looks horrendous as they have all year. They're doing some like fake punt formation on second down with one offensive lineman. There's no way Bill Belichick installed this play. This is a Jordan Hudson play all the way through, and it actually ends up working. They get 40 yards on it. Okay, if you guys missed it today, you're living under a rock, but I got you. That's what the Fan After Dark's got you. In case you are living under a rock, you can get caught up before your weekend. So there was a recent hot mic audio from a leaked recording of NFL Films adjacent. NFL Films came out and said that it wasn't them. We don't know who did it, but Pablo Torre on his podcast showed the leaked audio of when Bill Belichick is doing like some underdog coaching session, and he's got Jordan Hudson, his 20-some-odd-year-old girlfriend, there with him. And you're going to hear leaked audio of what Fred has been saying the whole time, that Bill Belichick is distracted. This girl is running his world. And I didn't want to believe it all the way. So there's no way Bill Belichick is actually actively in these big business meetings, these football meetings, is listening to Jordan and like taking her advice. We know that he's like, she is her content manager and all that good stuff. Listen to what she's saying to Bill and the other producers in the room of a full-blown show of how they should do their show.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah, there'll be. It's
100%. 100%.
I feel like that applies to all defenses.
Well, yeah, but we just said that the Cowboys' offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. So they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to get the ball down
Pause
there.
Pause it real quick.
Preventing touchdowns.
So for anybody listening right now that hasn't seen the actual video, there's a graphic. There's a camera recording them, and there's a graphic on the screen. And on the graphic, you know, when you're watching any of these sports shows, it'll have like the keys to win. And it's said for, I think, I'm assuming they're talking about the Cowboys. They're talking about the Commanders' defense to keep them out of the end zone. Like, hey, you can let up all the yards you want, keep them out of the end zone, force field goals, which is what you want to do with a high-powered offense. It doesn't say keep them at the 50-yard line, force a three and out every play.
Bend, don't break.
Yeah, because that's something you can actually do. And Jordan is saying, why do you have keep them out of the end zone? Why wouldn't it just be keep it out of the red zone? So just astonishing. Continue listening.
Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific, conceptually?
Well,
should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't reviewed these before this moment here?
Not the graphics.
Not the actual graphic itself, no.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it for at least the first part. There's another second part, too, as well.
That is, it's a tough listen, because I think in the second part, you're going to hear her talk about Adobe Photoshop.
Yeah, where she starts saying, well, I could do this.
The fact that Bill Belichick, like when I'm growing up, him and Saban, I'm like, these guys are pantheons. These guys are the example of coaching. And to hear his career literally falling right in front of him, it's kind of sad to hear, because he's listening to her. It's not like Jordan Hudson's in the corner and he's like, stop talking. He's listening to her for advice. And if this clip shows credence, you're going to hear them talking back and forth, talking crap about the people working there.
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop. And honestly, this is, you know, something I've done before with, you know, what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop. You know, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click, 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 click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. Take a screenshot of that screen, and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his, you know, entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero, you know, real graphic experience, and he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of, you know, pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, we don't like that.
And adjusting the info. Yep.
By all means. So couldn't we, like, you know, it's pretty elementary, do something.
That's a tough listen, Trevor. And
that's wild.
If you go to BillBelichick.com and she talked about this website that she built for him, it's just a screen of GIFs. GIF, the animated, the GIFs, if you will, of just Bill Belichick. And that's got some links at the top about like media appearances, speaking engagements, contact list, yada, yada. But it's not exactly the website you look at and you go, oh my God, look at this. You know what? Kudos to her for having the cojones to just be in that production meeting and pretty much be calling the shots and calling everyone in there stupid. And that they just need to use Adobe Photoshop. Not Adobe, but in case the people there that are working in sports don't know what Adobe Photoshop is, Jordan Hudson's got you. She's got you covered with how to do it. Just click, click, click. I mean, she's done it. I do websites all the time. It's not that hard. That's the last of the clips.
That was all that I had that from what was on earlier.
If you have time after the show, look up just Pablo Torre and Jordan Hudson, and you'll see that there is, she's saying that this is easy stuff. Do you really need four graphics people? I could do this. Her and Bill are caught literally whispering even in the video, so you know that the other people in the room didn't hear it. They're talking crap about the other people, saying that they don't work well. It's an interesting listen. Bill Belichick is definitely he's going down my power rankings just a wee bit. But you know who's not going down my power rankings, Trevor? The Tolos, the Fatties. You guys are blowing up the phone line just like 30-some-odd minutes ago. If you're still awake, if you're still hanging out with us, North Carolina did just score. If you want to talk about Jordan Hudson, if you want to talk about Trevor's cologne, if you want to talk about the Dallas Stars, if you want to talk about your life, my life, whatever, if you just want to come and chat, this is your chance to do it. We got two more segments. Call into the show, 877-881-1053. That is the D&M Leasing hotline. Call in right now. Trevor is already screening calls. We got about two people that have called in right now. So just call in, and we will take your calls on the other side of the Fan After Dark.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
the Dodgers have won the NL pennant once again. Shohei Ohtani, you can text in if you think that was the greatest single performance we saw in a postseason game. Elimination game for the Brewers, not for the Dodgers, but he goes 3-for-3, 3 home runs. His final at bat was a walk. He goes 6 innings, gives up 2 hits, 3 walks, and 10 strikeouts. This guy is a superhuman, Shohei Ohtani. That's why you pay him $1 billion or whatever they ended up paying him, and $1 million, whatever it is. 877-881-1053. It's the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, as well as the D&M Leasing hotline. I see Rodney. I see the Walt. I see Jake waiting. This is the time. Get your calls in now, because we've seen what's happened every time, Trevor. We get a couple calls at the beginning, and then all of a sudden, when we had 2 minutes left in the segment, we get flooded with 15 calls. So let's be early this time, guys, because I want to get to all of y'all's calls. But first, why not set it up with a little audio? Let's go to Shane Steichen first. The Indianapolis Colts are balling right now, and you might be asking why. It's because there's a maniac on the sideline. This was Shane Steichen mic'd up. Maybe you've never heard his voice. Let's hear the intensity from Shane Steichen.
Why'd they re-pump the clock? Why? Why? Explain that to me right now. P.I. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Freaking play. We're going to score, dude. Watch this thing.
Yeah, got it.
Jones looks left, throws that way to Warren. Score. Crouching for the pylon.
Yes, sir. One. It's half the distance, guys. That's the rule. No. He's gone.
That was fun, huh?
It's always
good to hang 40.
So that's Shane Steichen excited. That was one of the first times I've heard him mic'd up, and he's very animated, and I think the Colts are responding well. Seems like him and Daniel Jones are on the same page. But, Trevor, you can't say animated without playing this guy. I'm not even going to introduce the clip, because I think everybody listening will know exactly who it is the moment that they speak. I'll let you play this audio, and I think we're getting a couple calls as well. Just listen, Tolos, and get us ready for Tolos on the Telephone with this clip.
You're the greatest driver I've ever met in my life. You know that?
Thank you, sir.
I gotta say that you're a first-round draft choice, man. You're the greatest driver of all time. I mean, I'm scared to death, but...
No, you don't need to, man. You're safe. I got you.
I tell you what, man. I'm glad I found you.
Thank you, bro. I'm glad I found you, too.
My goodness. Just be careful, man.
No, I got you. You're safe. I promise. Man, nobody likes traffic, man. I'm just trying to deliver, man. Regardlessly.
This guy said you're a first-round pick to his Uber driver. Uber Flus is calling. Shout out to Gruden, man. Just an all-time. He just makes me smile. He's good energy. He loves the game of football. All right, let's get these calls started, Trevor. You ready? Ready to rock and roll? Trevor said he screened the calls this time. I'm going to trust him. I see your guys' names. I see where you're from. No cussing, because I don't want to have to drop you, because now I'm the one that's got to hit the dump button, and we know I'm not that great at that. Okay, Rodney.
I got a button back here, so don't you worry, all right, brother?
Rodney from Waco. Is this our boy Rodney, or is this a different Rodney? Okay, this is our boy Rodney. What's up, man?
I've been Rodney from Waco.
What's up, buddy? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Let's have a little sympathy for Bill Belichick, okay?
Right. How are you feeling after hearing that audio?
Hey, you forget what it was like to be young, but apparently Bill's wanting to make a new song. Senior age crazy.
Do you think that Jordan Hudson is really controlling all the stuff that's happening, that's going wrong in North Carolina, going wrong in some of these business relations, or are we overblowing it?
Hey, black is black and white is white.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. I mean, what I heard sounds like he's senior age crazy, not like Jerry Lee Lewis at middle age crazy.
Yep. No, it's insane right now what we're hearing out of Jordan Hudson. When I heard that clip, I thought it was AI at first. So me and you had the same reaction, Rodney. Rodney, you got any hot takes you want to get before you get out of here?
I like the Colts.
You like Steichen's energy? You like the Colts to be something in the playoffs, or you like them this weekend?
I like them this weekend, and I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Okay, Rodney has spoken. Colts will make the playoffs. Rodney, it is always a pleasure. Your phone call is always welcome here on the Fan After Dark. 877-881-1053. Call into the show if you want to come and chat. More than welcome to talk to Trevor as well, guys. I just want to let you guys know that. We're getting another call. Go ahead and throw Walt from Waco on, and then we'll answer your call. Who's calling it right now? Walt, how are you feeling on a Friday night? What's your weekend plans? How are you feeling after hearing that Jordan Hudson audio as well?
Oh, brother, what I'm drinking is and what I'm thinking is, oh, I'm sorry, man, wrong show.
Now, you're more than welcome to. What's up?
Drinking that vodka tonic right now, but normally it's Natty Light, baller on a budget.
Yep.
But, hey, man, Walton Waco, I want to shout out to Rodney real quick. I don't know Rodney, but somebody else in Waco.
Let's go.
I'll buy you a shot at George's tomorrow, brother.
Come on,
man. Give me a shout. Just look up Walton Waco.
Look at that.
Hey, man, Blake, I just want to tell you real quick, dude, not on a sports take. Dude, you are doing an excellent job, man. You're freaking nailing it. You're getting better every single day, dude. And I'm starting to like your show more and more and more. And you guys are the best show after 7 o'clock within three states.
Hey,
but
Walt, those words mean a lot. I appreciate you. I did not Venmo Walt before the show started for him to say that. So I appreciate you. Waco's got good people. That's actually where I moved when I first came to Texas. We moved to Waco. So Waco's good energy over there. Shout out to Walt. Oh, where'd he go? Where'd Walt go? Did he leave? Walt left. He had a mic drop moment. Shout out to Walt and Waco. Walt, your phone call is always welcomed here on the Fan After Dark, and I appreciate the kind words, and I'm trying to get better for you guys every single day, man, trying to be like Fred. Let's go out to Jake in Dallas. Jake, how are you feeling on this Friday? Weekend right around the corner.
Firstly, I want to apologize for the first call when I cussed.
Hey, Jake, I appreciate that. You are A-okay. And if it wasn't for the FCC, we wouldn't have dropped you.
No worries. So all I want to talk about, and I just got like a couple things, very short. The first thing is I love the Cowboys. I love the new head coach, Schottenheimer, right? Mm-hmm. I love him. Great personality. I really think give him a year, sadly, you know, that's how it goes. He'll turn it around. It'll be better. Then my second thing, I don't know how much – you know, Georgia football you watch, but what mm-hmm. do you think about the Dogs this year? I want your take on it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching Georgia. Kind of been up and down this year. As far as a real contender, you're kind of seeing the SEC kind of fall apart and have its moment.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of wide open. I'm actually going to the Georgia-Texas game November 15th. So I'll be there in person. So what I'll do, Jake,
awesome.
I'll be able to give you a live update of what the Dogs look like in person. How about that?
Yes, sir. I will be listening during that time. So thank you, Blake. I appreciate your call. You're amazing as always. Have a good night.
Yes, sir, Jake. I love the good energy. The Jakes, man. We got Degenerate Jake. We got Jake Rietma. It's always good energy, Jake. I appreciate you calling in. Okay. Y'all guys are blowing up the phone line. Keep doing it. Make Trevor work back there. He's trying to work himself up into PPR rankings. While you're doing that, Trevor, go ahead and put who's been waiting the longest? Let's go put Brandon. Brandon from Troy. Can we okay, Trevor's on the phone right now. Trevor's taking so many calls that he had to wait a second. Put on Brandon from Troy. When I hear Troy, is that a city or is that High School Musical? That's what I think of when I think of Troy. Brandon, is Troy a real place?
It's a small town. It's just north of Temple, just south of Waco.
Okay. I know Waco. I've heard of Temple.
Yeah,
now I've heard of Troy. Let's go, baby.
If you blink, you'll miss it on the way to Temple.
Okay. What's the best part about Troy?
It's rural.
Okay. You got any like animals out there? You ride any horses? Have cows, cattle?
No, not really. Yeah. Okay. I just got 3/4 of an acre.
Yes, sir. Well, any questions? Anything you want to get off your chest? Any questions for Trevor and his cologne? Any hot takes? How you feeling about Jordan Hudson after that interview?
I'm glad you asked that. Mm-hmm. The thing is, so when I was going to get married, my wife is from Romania,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking for weeks for a cologne. And then I walked into Dillard's one day, and the lady was so confident, and they had a new one. It was Prada Ocean.
Okay. You listening, Trevor?
I'm listening. Trust me. I hear you guys. I hear what you're saying, and I've heard you.
We're
Fred
a community.
And
we're a community. Here, this Tolos are calling in. They want to help. We're all on the same team, Trevor. I don't want you to think we are all on the same team. Brandon, give my boy Trevor one new beginner cologne advice that you would give him. Maybe me and Fred aren't phrasing it the correct way.
So I'll tell you this much, man. I was looking for an oil-based, you know, because most of them nowadays are just alcohol-based. But when I smelled this one, it was the one, and she loved it. When I went back home, they stole it from me in one of the airports. You know how the...
That's good.
The TSA took it from you? That,
not TSA. Oh. It was like... I don't know if it was TSA or one of the
just whatever the check-ins were.
They put my whole bag with my electric toothbrush and everything, man.
That's wild, man.
Brandon, you got any sports take you want to get us out with?
Man, I got a bunch, man.
Give us one.
Let me think. Dude, I could be just a homer.
Okay.
Or a water carrier, but man, we're so close on all these games, man. The Cowboys could be better than, but then again, it's a new coach and a long season, but we're close, man.
Okay. Brandon's got some hope. I don't hate it, Brandon. I appreciate the positivity. You're always welcome to call on the Fan After Dark. I appreciate your call, Brandon. Let's go out to Cole and Salina.
Well, hang on. I got one more. I got a message. So Rockin' Rodney called back.
Okay.
And he said, hey, Walt.
Okay.
The Walt.
Yep.
He'll be out there.
Okay. We're looking at us connecting polos. So Walt and Rodney.
He said he'll be there.
Walt and Rodney, we need a picture of y'all on Twitter. Post it, tag me, Fred, and Trevor, and we'll retweet it and so all the Tolos can see that you guys connected through Tolos on the telephone. Cole and Salina, what you got for us?
Hey, man, what's up?
What is up, my boy?
First off, I got one thing to say. I'm going to the boys' game on Sunday.
Woo!
Commanders.
Let's go.
Y'all see me in C-110. I paid $800 for my ticket. Come say what's up.
Okay, C-110. I will try my best. We might have
right
to
behind the Cowboys on the 50, baby.
Okay.
Let's get this dub.
We might have to meet up at halftime. You got a score prediction?
Oh, man. I just hope the boys win. That's all I care about. That's all I care about.
It's a good thing to care about, if you ask me.
As long as the defense shows up, we know the offense will take care of business, Cole. I hope you have a great time at the game, and we hope to run into you as well, Cole.
Thank you, man. I'll be looking for y'all. Shout out, man. Go boys.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Cole. I like the energy. That's the energy we need from the Tolos. I like that right there. Let's go out to Joe in Dallas. Or is this Joe Lee?
It's Joel.
Joel.
Yeah,
okay.
I
saw
me.
The L and it was throwing me. I was making sure I'm saying the name correctly. Joel?
Yeah, it's Joel. What up, Blake?
Okay, Joel, how are you doing, man? What are you doing on this Friday? What made you call in right now? That's what I want to know. What made you call in?
Man, I'm just outside enjoying a little bit of, as what Frederick would call, Oski Woski.
He sounds like it, too. Yeah. He sounds like
enjoyed a little bit of high school football tonight. Go Waxahachie. They beat Cedar Hill.
Okay.
So got home from that. Just kind of chilling. And, man, I'm just thinking, like, I don't know whose job it was to put out the Trayvon Diggs news, but they failed royally, man. It did nothing but open up a bunch of questions. I'm just so, excited, or not excited to see, but I don't know the word I'm looking for. But it's going to be a circus to watch this thing play out because the whole little accident at home, concussion, mm-hmm. man, that doesn't hold water for me, and I don't think it holds water for anybody else.
And,
so,
and how many times do we see this where things like this happen? There's not a lot of reports at first. They just said it happened at home, and then a month goes by, 3 months, a year, and it's like, well, actually, this is exactly what happened.
Speculation.
Well, it just starts turning into no longer speculation. It just starts turning to fact. Do you got a prediction for the game on Sunday? You're not going to have Trayvon Diggs, who's out with a concussion.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters if he was playing or not. I think the Commanders are probably going to take this one. Bill Kroski Merritt, seeing what all these other running backs have done to the Dallas defense and the interior line, just getting blown off the ball, these past few weeks, save for the Jets game. I think Washington probably commands it, or no pun intended.
Nice.
Washington probably takes it. I don't think it'll be particularly close. I don't think it'll be a blowout, but yeah, probably looking at something like maybe 31-17, 31-14, something like that.
If the Cowboys offense can only muster up 14 points, we're going to have some uncomfortable conversations on Monday. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Joel, you said it was, right? Making sure I'm saying it right.
Yeah, Joel.
Shout out to Joel in Dallas. You're always welcome on the Fan After Dark to call in and hang out with me and Trevor. Okay, Luke and Plano, final call of the night. Take us home. Good energy. What you got going on this weekend?
Okay, so first of all, shout out to y'all, Big Tolo. Typically, I'm in bed with my soon-to-be wife. We get married tomorrow.
Congratulations!
So she's we're getting married to McKinney. She's there already, so I get to be up past my bedtime and spend it with.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all, so that's what I chose to do the night before my wedding. Call
I don't,
guys, so
I don't want
to
hear. I don't want to hear any sports take unless you really want to get out. I got your wedding's tomorrow, and you're hanging out with us. What's going through your head right now? Is this first marriage, second marriage?
I'm 34. It's my first and only marriage.
Okay,
yeah, brother. I spent the night at the gym trying to get my head right for tomorrow.
You nervous?
And, no, man, honestly, I love my life. I'm blessed beyond belief. So,
come on.
Good stuff, man. That's good to hear, brother. That's good to hear.
I've got a beautiful child and a beautiful woman that loves me and loves my son, and we want to build a home together, so I'm looking forward to that. I do have a couple of different questions.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about today. I wanted to share with y'all. I mean, it's kind of odd, but...
go ahead.
I was getting out of the shower, and I was wondering if everyone dries off in the same routine. That's just an odd question.
Do you start from the shoulders, the toes, around the waist?
I go around my back, right? I go around my back, and then I go down, right, and kind of do the Donald Duck shimmy.
Of course.
You know?
Of course.
And then I go one leg and then the other, you know?
I think I'm in a similar boat. I go towel around the neck. Kind of get that area. If there's anything on my face,
hair first, right? Hair first, because you don't want to drip everywhere, right?
Yeah, sure. See, I don't usually get my hair wet too often because I usually have mine in a hairstyle. But when I do have it out, hair first, of course, down the back, shimmy, 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 get each leg. I think if you did it backwards, if you started from your toes up, I'd have questions for you, Luke.
Right. I guess that's true. Sports take. Mm-hmm. Sports take is I wanted to fire Mike Zimmer 6 weeks into, and you know, and then he made some adjustments. So I think Trevon Diggs being out is a good thing. I think he's I mean, he hasn't played the same since year one. And so to me, I don't think it's that crazy. Him being out, he's been getting burned all year. I like the previous caller's energy, mm-hmm. but I think the run defense has been our best defense this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so Saquon's had 65 yards, you know. Really just we've only had two bad games against the run, I think, personally. Pretty solid interior line. We get burned over top by Trevon Diggs.
Yep.
And so I think Kalen Carson being in will be an interesting take. And, also, you know, I'm interested to see the adjustments, and I haven't given up yet. I think there's a good chance Terry McLaurin doesn't play. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe we won't get beat.
Well, Luke, I will say the fact that you are calling in the night before your wedding, first of all, thank you for listening. Second of all, I know all of us here at The Fan, especially Fan After Dark, giving you well wishes for tomorrow. Big day. Got you. Gonna finally make it official. We appreciate you so much for calling in, Luke. That's what a dope call. What a good Tolos on the Telephone. And we literally can't do it without you guys. So shout out to being the best listeners in all of radio history. You heard me. Fatty's on top. The run defense has been bad the last 2 weeks. It was good at the beginning of the season, but I can only go on what's happening right now. And maybe no Trayvon Diggs is not the worst thing ever, but Donovan Wilson is still has a Cowboys jersey. So I have to wait and see. One final segment. We'll put a bow on this. Read your guys' texts. Get you guys caught up in any headlines that you missed. And send you home for the weekend. Coming up next on The Fan.
This final segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Final segment here on The Fan After Dark. Blake, Trevor, Fred Davis has left for the Mythical High School Football Show. So if you're wondering why we're getting out on time on breaks and why we're not yelling aggressively, it's because Fred's not in here. Just kidding. Just kidding. Fair foul.
Do you want me to yell aggressively? I mean, we can get it going. Like, I mean, y'all get fired up. You want me to get fired
up?
Yeah,
we can. You can be me.
Screw you, Blake. I'm going to be you.
You be me, and I'll be Fred for the rest of the segment, okay? I'll try my best.
I don't know if I like this. This is actually my turn awful.
You can be me. It's fine.
I don't want to yell though. I think we've got a good chemistry.
Do you think I yell? Is that what you're saying? You're being me.
I think you match, like, because what you always say. I mean, when you and I are, you know, messing around in here, you say, no, don't let him do that. Don't match his energy. You know, match the energy.
Am I an instigator?
Oh, absolutely. If you are instigator number one, you are power ranking instigator number one. Absolutely.
Am I a gaslighter? That's what all the females in my life tell me.
I don't know if I don't think you and I, I don't think we've ever had a conversation where I felt like you're gaslighting me.
Okay, so I'm doing a good job then.
Well, at least with the bros, maybe.
He hasn't noticed. Okay.
With the bros, right. Maybe. I'm probably totally fine.
I'm just messing with you. All the girls in my life just don't know. Well,
maybe. Are you gaslighting me? You're saying that you are?
I don't know.
See, maybe here it is. This is it. This maybe is it right now. Really maybe it is what it is.
If you missed it in Dallas Mavericks news, the Mavericks did cut two players today. Do you want to? If you guess who they are, Trevor, I will walk back there and I will go buy you a new cheesecake since you didn't like the one I gave you.
I didn't. I don't like dark chocolate. So.
My mom's listening right now, so watch your mouth.
I'm sorry, Miss
Watch
Kim.
Your mouth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who do you think the Dallas Mavericks cut today? They cut two players.
Brother, I could not tell you. I genuinely.
Just guess. This is part of the game.
Kai Jones.
It's not on the team.
So. Okay. Then I guess I got it right, right?
Pretty hard to cut him.
That's what I'm saying.
Try again.
Let's see, because if I looked up who's on the team, it would probably tell me that they got cut. Let's say
I'll give you a hint. They cut three players actually. One starts with a D, one starts with a J, and another one starts with a D.
Jaden Hardy.
Jaden Hardy did not get cut today. I'll give you one more guess.
DeAndre Jones. Yeah, that was exactly what you thought it was, and I apologize right now. I just
Russ said DeAndre Jones. Delano Banton?
Didn't even know he played for us.
I mean, they literally signed him like two games ago, so I'm not mad at you for that one. Jeremiah Robinson Earl, who actually been kind of shooting the lights out in preseason. Those two players, I would say 92% of the people listening right now didn't even know they were on the Mavericks. Now, this player most people did know was on the Mavericks because he was on the team in 2017. Former first round pick, jumped around a bunch of teams, came back to the Mavs on a training camp contract. Who am I talking about?
Dennis Smith Jr.
I mean, he wasn't on the official roster. Someone would have had to get cut for him to make it. Like, they already had 15 guys and he wasn't one of the 15. He played, I think he only appeared in two games, played like 10 total minutes. So, I mean, he was kind of, he was hurt the first two preseason games.
So why did they, I mean, and this is just because, again, like where hockey and you and basketball and me, like I know main guys, I can tell you a lot of main guys, but this, why do you even sign Dennis Smith Jr.? Like why?
So I had a theory. There's a lot of good reasons. So theory number one is because they think he can help the team. That's just the straight up one of
sure, that's
he's going to come in and outperform somebody and help our roster out, especially with perimeter defense. Theory number two is you hope he can make the team, but even if he's not able to, he is able to come in and push the other guys because they're still practicing four or five times a week. They're still having preseason games. So if Dennis Smith Jr. can make Jaden Hardy better, can make Brandon Williams better, can make D'Angelo Russell better, can make Ryan Nembhard better, because he does have the best perimeter defense out of all those guys I just named. So do you think D'Angelo Russell's going to become better, iron sharpens iron in practice, when Ryan Nembhard or Jaden Hardy's guarding him, or Dennis Smith Jr.?
Yeah, that's fair.
So even though Dennis Smith Jr. may not make the team, I'm thinking just from the coach's perspective, why not bring him in? It was like $200K whatever the minimum training camp contract is to have him come in. Doesn't end up making the team. It was going to be hard stretch from the beginning, and then the fact that he didn't practice the first two preseason games wasn't boding well for him. I have some more injury updates for the Mavs, though. This one's a little bit more positive. Jason Kidd said that Brandon Williams and Caleb Martin both went through practice today. We haven't seen Caleb Martin in a preseason game. Barely saw him last year. Brandon Williams actually did play in the last preseason game, about 2.5 minutes. So both of those guys seem to be on the healthy track for the season opener for the Dallas Mavericks on Wednesday versus Spurs. That's at the AAC. 7'3 Derek Lively versus 7'5 or 7'7 Wembanyama for the San Antonio Spurs. And ball knower check, Derek Lively's owned Wemby the last three matchups. So I don't care how tall he is or if he's a top five player, Derek Lively's got his number.
Can Lively defend the three-pointer, though?
Since I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
Since that's what Wemby's been.
I guess we're going to have to wait and see if Lively can run around the court. Daniel Gafford did do individual work. He's back on the court. We've seen videos coming out. Check out Grant Afseth's page, A-F-S-E-T-H. Also, my podcast partner. We dropped episode 2 today. So if you want to stay
Shanks
up.
Plug. Let's go.
I mean, if you want to stay up to date and you don't want just a 15-minute segment of us talking through kind of the general stuff with the Mavs, if you want in the weeds, the starting lineups that we like, the preseason recap, so you can sound super smart at work by just throwing in your AirPods and doing whatever you do, listening to me and Grant. It's on both of our social channels, Mavs Pulse Podcast with Proson twice a week. Enough of that plug. But Kyrie Irving and Dante Exum remain out. Kyrie Irving, duh. Exum, I don't know where he's going to be on this team, because I'll just say this. Scuttlebutt, heard a couple things. Exum's nowhere close to returning. So Ryan Nembhard seems like he's going to be the backup point guard, assuming D'Angelo Russell starts, because Kyrie's hurt, duh. And Brandon Williams is just now kind of getting back into playing shape, ramping up. So opening night, you've got, this is what I presume will be the starting lineup. Not saying I would do this. Also not saying it's the best starting lineup, just what I think Jason Kidd will go with. Derek Lively, because he's healthy right now. Center, he's been playing all the games with him. Anthony Davis at the 4. Cooper Flagg at the 3. Klay Thompson at the 2. And D'Angelo Russell at the point guard position. Now, if you guys have been keeping up with the preseason or social media, the last couple games, you saw they did their dress rehearsal as far as how many minutes they're getting to these Mavs players. And Cooper Flagg has started at point guard both games. D'Angelo Russell on the bench. We also saw PJ Washington be inserted into the starting lineup in place of D'Angelo Russell both games. So I'm interested. Tolos and Fatties, we got about 5 minutes, 4 minutes left. If you guys have enjoyed the Cooper Flagg at the starting point guard position, if you want him more than 3, I don't want him being your main ball handler at 18 years old, first game of the year. I think you can work on that, and I think he can go to it at certain points in the game. But to, like, opening tip, go, hey, you need to be the connector. You need to be the one that set up the offense. He's already got enough on his shoulder. He's going to have to be a creator. I don't want that much load on an 18-year-old that early on in the season. I want him to be able to work into that. Your thoughts on giving too much for Cooper Flagg at the beginning of the season?
Well, my question, and I guess my pushback would be, why would you not want to do it at the start of the season?
Like, you don't want a slow start without Kyrie. You don't want to just be 10 games under 500 because you're trying to work out kinks.
I mean,
your team isn't just some firepower engine that can just put up 130 in their sleep. You don't got Luka and Kyrie anymore. So is it good for the long-term health of Cooper Flagg and the team? Yes, but you have to balance it out because, Trevor, would you agree this is a win now team with Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, and Kyrie? I mean, this isn't a developmental team.
The one thing that I agree with Nico is that this is a win now team. Like, you have to.
Do you have a future with Lively and Flagg and Max Christie? Yes, but you also have AD on a big old contract, Kyrie on a big old contract, Klay Thompson, who you just traded for. They're trying to win right now. Like, if you are not making a deep, if you don't make it to the Western Conference Finals this year, it's a failure. We can agree on that. You can't just make it to the first round and get bounced. I don't care about what injuries happen. You cannot trade Luka and then the following season be bounced out miss the playoffs or bounce out in the first round. And Nico's talked about defense wins championships. I think they were the highest rated defensive team in the preseason. I'm taking zero from that because I actually watched the games and the minutes that mattered in the first half when the starters for both teams were playing, or at least for the Mavs were playing, they were horrible.
Yeah.
They were giving up threes. I think it was 30-3 versus the Lakers as far as three-point disparity, not the actual makes, but 30-3 as far as points made from three-pointers in that first half. It has not been pretty for the Mavs defensively when those starters are out there. And then they avalanche teams in the second half because Anthony Davis was playing in the fourth quarter. Cooper Flagg was playing, and they're playing against the Hornets' third stringers.
Yeah, third stringers.
The Lakers' backups, the Jazz backups. Like, they weren't playing against – they had the worst competition I've seen in the preseason. They're playing against bad teams or teams that were good. They were quite literally playing their second and third team. So I'm still hopeful for the Dallas Mavericks, but I'm also not – crowning them championships after what I saw in the preseason. Trevor, how are you enjoying your final power hour here on the Fan After Dark? Are you feeling more and more comfortable every day? I think you're a pro's pro already.
I mean, I think I've being here a year and just hanging out with you guys and talking with y'all, I feel very comfortable. I have no problem. So, like, again, it's kind of one of those things.
How did you enjoy Tolos on the telephone today? No fret. Real smooth.
I'll say this. The second chamber of it was great. The first one, because it's tough. I can get yelled at by Mr. Tim Collins. I love you, Tim. Thank you for in the position. If we're just throwing guys on there and things happen, like, that's the only thing where I want to cover my butt.
And shout out to Jake in Dallas who did curse the first time. We dumped him. He called back. He apologized.
Told me on the line, he said, I promise you I won't cuss. And again, my argument there is I think people, when they call in, they need a second to compose themselves.
Well, we got you guys.
And sometimes, to just throw it out there, that's where it gets a little tough.
Fan After Dark keeps you on your toes, and that's what me and Trevor do in the final hour here. Shout out to Fred doing his Mythical High School Football show. Y'all show him some love on Twitter, @TheFreddyD. Shout out to Trevor, the creator, for always holding it down, number one in my PPR producer ranking. Shout out to Jay Nixon hanging out with us for a full hour. That was Jay yesterday. Shout out to Ray Nixon. Hanging out with us for a full hour. That was phenomenal radio. If you missed it, send it to your friends. Listen on the Odyssey app. We see you guys on Twitch and YouTube at Dallas Fan Cam. Shout out to the Tolos that called in. You will see me and Fred tomorrow. We're after Fan University. They'll hold it down for you guys. Shout out to y'all. Love y'all. Good night. God bless. See you tomorrow.
We know Uber Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.